Laughter has a long history in drama. As far back as Shakespeare, plants in the audience initiated reactions with their own belly laughs or jeers. But laughter has a strange role in television. Unlike most sound effects, it doesn't correlate with something you're seeing on the screen. The laugh track was pioneered in the Hank McCoon Show, and it fundamentally altered the method of TV production. Live audience reactions were no longer necessary, and if any jokes fell flat, they could be artificially sweetened in post-production. And though TV viewers are often isolated in their own homes, the laugh track provides the illusion of being part of a larger audience. One of the most amazing stories surrounding canned laughter centers around a man named Charles Roland Douglas. He invented a bulky black machine called the Laugh Box. Charles would roll this laugh box from one job to the next and press its typewriter-like keys to add his specially collected spools of taped laughter to any given show. The Laugh Box's details were extremely secretive until recently, when it was recovered in an otherwise routine storage unit auction. Found inside the Laugh Box was a notebook filled with work annotations from some of television's most acclaimed shows. The find was appraised at $10,000. The laugh track continues today, often in more subtle ways, forming connections between an audience and a show, and even between people watching a show with one another. For KMEW, I'm Andrew Bales.